Hello, my name is Wayne Jones. Welcome to 3 More Minutes About Sam. This week's episode is called Sam, Sam, and Technology. And unless you think that perhaps I'm repeating myself or I've got an extra word in there, in fact, there were two Sams featured this week. I thought what I wanted to do was to do an interview with my nephew, whose name is Sam, Sam Jones. And he's 11 years old. And so what I wanted to talk about was what I was interested in this week while blogging and during this podcast was technology and the difference in technology and technology in the broadest sense, the difference in technology between the 18th century and the 21st century. And Sam is very interested in gaming and computers and things like that and knows a lot about it. So I just thought it would be interesting to talk to him about it, not only to hear about, you know, what he's up to kind of thing, but also to make contrasts between the, you know, what technology was like in the 18th century and what it was like in the, what it's like in the 21st century. So I started talking to Sam. We talked on the phone. I started talking to Sam about, you know, we were talking about computers. So I was telling him about how people wrote letters back in the 18th century. And instead of email or chatting or texting or anything like that, of course, what people did in the 18th century was to put a paper in an envelope. They would seal it with wax. So there'd be a wax that would be an enclosure there. And then often people also would have a kind of a stamp, a wax stamp that they'd, you know, that had their name on it or an insignia of some kind, you know, to ensure who it was from. But also, of course, the wax ensured after dried that the letter wasn't open because the recipient, if the wax were torn had torn the paper by the time it arrived, the recipient would know that it had been opened. So I was telling Sam about that, and we were contrasting it with email. And then we got into our conversation.
Really into upgrading my components for my PC and all that. Definitely, yeah. After all the information I gather off, like, Wikipedia and all that, short clips or YouTube, anything that could help and guide you through. Some people use a lot of platforms out there now. There's different platforms, say, for probably like Apple devices or mobile devices, it's Snapchat. And for other devices, like on a computer, it's stuff like Discord or Xbox Chat, yeah.
So at this point, I talked to Sam a bit about the internet and the fact that it hasn't existed really for a long time. I mean, basically it's a product of sort of the early 90s when, you know, you had the graphic interface and it was a new thing then. So as I told him, you know, it's not something that's like 100 years old or anything like that. Even though for him, of course, being the age he is, he's born into the internet. You know, it's something that's always existed for him. And I also mentioned that back then, way back then, email was, you know, considered the killer app or one of the killer apps back then. Probably because it was just that instantaneous way of not only communicating with people, but also to save things. You know, you could, it's not as if you sent off a piece of paper somewhere and then you maybe had a paper copy somewhere in a file somewhere. You could organize things better. And of course, an email would arrive instantaneously, which was a good thing. And then I had a chat with him about faxing and the fax machine. And I asked him if he'd ever heard of faxing, and he said no. Which is not really a strange thing for an 11-year-old to tell you, because for two reasons, I guess. I mean, in a certain way, faxing is and was kind of ridiculous. But in another way, of course, you know, it's not a technology he's been exposed to. You know, the whole idea of having a fax machine and putting a piece of paper in and pressing, you know, calling a number and having the paper electronically delivered to the other end sort of thing, and not something that he has been exposed to, because it's not something that he needs, Eccles. And to put that a little in perspective, and being the attentive kid that he is, I'm hoping he took a little bit of that in. So then I proceeded to ask him about, you know, what kind of upgrading he does when he talks about upgrading his computer.
So it basically depends on what you do. Basically, I really like playing, I like really like playing video games. So stuff like if I wanted like new graphics so my game will look better and feel better, so I would have to upgrade my graphics card.
So I asked Sam a little bit about the kind of research he does, and just clarified with him, which I thought was the case, that he doesn't actually make the graphic cards that he's talking about, but that basically he does research about them and then, you know, finds a better one to have. So here's what he said as a reply.
Yeah, so basically, like, it's almost like, it's basically like skip counting to 10. Basically, like, I have a 1650 graphics card, and a 1660 graphics card would be better, so...
I asked Sam if he did research other than the hardware affiliated with the gaming that he does, and here's what he said.
Well, I like in the near future, because I have so much files to hold, I need more gigs of RAM in the near future.
Right.
Right now on my phone, I can like upgrade my gigabytes if I wanted to. Up to 260 by paying like a certain amount of money on a PC. Say, I would like if you had 100 gigabytes, that will probably be like a $4,000 PC. That'll be remarkable. Everyone will love it, even though it doesn't exist yet.
I was interested to know what kinds of files, what types of files, you know, what file formats a kid would be saving. And so I asked Sam about that, because I know from my side, for example, I mean, you know, the very high percentage of the files that I have are simple text files, Word documents, PDFs, that sort of thing. I do have some audio files with an F, not a PH. I do have some audio files from, you know, interviews that I've done for books and that sort of thing. And, for example, though I have very few videos, I have some videos here and there. I have image files, you know, pictures. Of, actually, I have a fairly high number of those. So I was interested to know what kinds of files he was saving.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind. It's basically, like, I'd say if it was, like, a video file to send to a friend, or it could be a picture that you could save in your files, and... Or, like, video game stuff, like, you gotta download this, and it will take a certain, like, bit of your device. And, you go on the cloud, and you will, like, save it, and it will automatically be transferred to an app that's, like, automatically put on your computer, just called Files.
I was very interested to ask Sam... a question that I used to ask everyone, or a lot of people that I bumped into when I was a librarian. And I would ask the people of all ages, people from, you know, young folks basically in their teens up to older, you know, folks even older than me. I'm 61. And I've been asking them what they're, you know, about electronic books versus printed books, and what their preferred format was. And what I found was that not only was there no distribution by age that, you know, one might expect, for example, that, let's say, young people preferred e-books and older people preferred printed books, but almost every person I asked, like easily in the mid 90s percent, said they preferred printed books. It didn't matter whether they were 16 or 116. They all said they preferred printed books. So when I told them that I, you know, I've had a Kindle for the last 10 years or more, for example, that was something that they didn't, that, you know, they didn't relate to, or they didn't prefer, I mean. So that was interesting. So I was also interested, so that about Sam. Sam is 11, and I don't think I'd ever asked an 11-year-old that question. So I asked Sam about what he prefers in books. Does he prefer printed books, or does he prefer, you know, since he's a tech guy kind of thing, does he prefer things electronic?
Well, I'm
really,
I'm not a big fan of it, like, on tech. I used to have, sometimes I had, like, a couple books on my phone, but it would be so hard, because it was, like a glitchy day. So I really like books and, like, real-life hardcover, like you said. Actually, I think I have one website, but it's called Book Defender, to a website. And so if, like, my computer, who knows, like you said, ports coffee on, all those files would be on Book Defender, and then when, if I did get a new PC, everything was gone. I can go under like the email and password the Book Defender was on, and I can get all my files back. File thing, I would like more storage, but if like the game related, I would have a better graphics card or a better CPU.
So that's my interview with Sam Jones. I really enjoyed it and learned a lot from it, actually. It's not only great to hear from him as my nephew that I don't get to hear from or see a lot because we live in different cities, but informative in the sense that, you know, I get to hear. You know, I don't get to talk to 11-year-olds very often, and it's fascinating to me to hear electronically and otherwise, you know, what their lives are all about. And of course this focused mostly on technology, and to hear sort of the depth of his knowledge about certain things, and just to hear what he's interested in and what, you know, I'm sure there are other 11-year-olds who are interested in completely different things, but what this particular 11-year-old is interested in and knowledgeable about, I found that really, really fascinating. One interesting thing about Sam, a mere coincidence, but is that he's within weeks of being born 300 years later than Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson was born in 1709, and Sam Jones was born in 2009. So just a coincidence, but an interesting fact. So I'll probably be doing more interviews in future podcasts, not always with 11-year-olds, although this was a total hoot and I learned a lot, but with adults as well. So I look forward to me doing them and for you to be able to listen to them. I really appreciate your listening to this one, and I'll talk to you again next week.